Before we go through the Ma'aseh Sheni Sugya, I'd just like to clarify and add some hesver to the Ma'aseh Ephraim from yesterday. I feel to you, Seder Tikkun Ma'aseh Ephraim, and that's why it will be important to understand. And again, the bottom line of the Ma'aseh Ephraim was that a gadol ha'senach al shulchan aviv, who Rabbeinu Tam holds has a din katan, can receive gifts from other people, amanas, shein lavicha rishosbay, that works, but cannot receive a gift from his own father. And in Svara, if you just thought, that seems to be an inconsistency. That seems to be a problem. How is it that from his own father he can't receive, and from someone else he could receive? So yesterday I mentioned basically the lashon of the Ma'aseh Ephraim in explanation, and I left it at that because I didn't want it to get more confusing. But today I'd like, I hope it won't be more confusing, it'll be more clear, a little more hesber in how it could be. Just explain to someone why, if Adla Semech HaShulchan Aviv can't get from his father and get from someone else, how would you explain that? In the Nimrei Maisha, who's explaining a different nekuda of this sugya, but his basic concept would be the following. A gadol ha'samech al shulchan aviv be'etzem has his own yad, has his own kinyanim, except the only thing is, things that his father could possibly own, anything that his father could possibly own, for that he doesn't have a yad. Something that his father cannot own, no problem, he has a yad. Something that it's possible his father could own, for that he has no yad. That's the rule. How do we apply that? Most things his father could own. If you go on the street, you find the matan, you find the mitzia. So a god like that, if he doesn't have a yad, it goes to the father. If he gets a matana, the father could own it. So he has no independent yad. He doesn't have a yad of his own on anything his father could own. What's the one thing that his father cannot own? What's the one thing, huh? The mom of this. The one thing that his father cannot own is if someone gives him a matana, amanas shein la'avicha rishuspa. Someone comes over there, I'm giving you a gift, amanas, that your father doesn't own. So now either it is a matana and the son owns it, or if it's not matana, it goes back to the giver. The giver is saying, I'm giving you this, amanas shein la'avicha rishuspa. This thing, his father can't own. His father's no shakas to it. So it works. Why? Because Bethlehem, he's a gadol. He has a yad. Just something that his father could possibly own, he can't be kind of for himself. Something that his father can't own, someone else gives it to him, I'm not shein l'avicha rishusvai. So then that could work. But the father says, I don't want to own it. The father says, I'm not interested in owning it. So someone else gives it to the son, so the son is kinder. So someone else could give a matana to the son, amanas shein l'avicha rishusvai, and the son is kinder. However, for the father himself to give something to the son, that the Ma'aseh Ephraim says he can't. Why? Why can't the father himself give something to the son? Because the thing the father is giving the son, if the son doesn't own it, then the father does own it. It is something that the father has a shaychus to. Because it's the father's right now. He's trying to give it to his son. So something that the father owns and he's trying to give to his son, hayyais, it's something that he could own, so on that, the son has no kinyanim. Klapei the father, the son has no kinyanim. It's a very glass of svara. If I own something, I say I don't want to own it, it doesn't become not mine. If I have something, I don't want to own it. I go over to someone, and he does a kinyan. So two possibilities. Either it's a kinyan and he owns it, or it's no kinyan and I own it. My not wanting to own something which I owned from yesterday doesn't make it not mine. What? His son picks it up. So his son has no yad in something which, if he has no yad, it belongs to the father. This item either belongs to the son or to the father. Whenever it could belong to the son or the father, it belongs to the father. The son has no yad to be mafkia things from his father's rishus. But the saying doesn't make it Isis. The only thing I can make it Isis is the son's kinyan, the son's taking ownership. And for that, the son doesn't have a yad to be kind of things that would otherwise belong to the father, that could belong to the father. That father owns it now is the problem. If you own something, your mother and I know it's still yours. It can be mastered. If the father wants it, it can be mastered. And then when the son picks it up, it will become the father's again. Mother and I doesn't change. Mother and I only needs to get out enough from it. It's still his. So where's mother and I going to help? Yeah, but he can't give it away in the first place. You could be, if you own something, your mother and law, you really could be kind of something your mother and law from. You can't kind of something that's also by law, the Rajva said. So that for individuals, mother and law from, it's always possible for him to be not in there. It's shayach to have an law from it. So. Yes?
Why is the father giving up on
the difference is that when the father gives the matana, if the kinyan is not chal, it belongs to the father. When someone else gives the matana, if the kinyan is not chal, it belongs to someone else. The difference is that the son has no yad for anything which the father could own. It's not even a kid without a aim, it's not a son and covet. The father is willing to let the son have it.
But
Michael doesn't change ownership. Mechila doesn't change ownership. Mechila is what? If someone else gives him matana, if the father, see the word, we can use the word mechila, it means the father is saying, I don't want to own it. You can't give something to someone against his will. So the father is saying, I don't want to own it, so now Hivade won't own it. But you can't give something to someone without unless the kaina is masking to own it. So the father says, I don't want to get ownership, that's good enough. But if the father already owns it, he says, I don't want to own it tomorrow, that's the saying, I don't want to own it tomorrow is nothing. You need a kinyan to not own it. If it's someone else's, you can just refuse it. But if it's already yours, you have ownership in it. You can't say, I don't want it. What does it mean, I don't want it? But anything that the son gets, you want to know if it's one step or two steps, it won't matter in this case. We know which way is the chair. I can't come up with that. But the whole point is that the son doesn't have a yad in anything to take anything away from his father. He doesn't have a yad to take things away from his father. That's his. He doesn't have a yad in anything the father could have a shaykhut to. So it's a kana de rabbanon that the son doesn't have an independent yad. His yad is his father's yad. That's the lashon. I'm coming to shed light on Machna Frayim, not say differently. Machna Frayim's words, well, the father's yad and the son's yad is the same. As he said, there's no Maisa Kinyan, it's the same yad. Just trying to explain it, why when it copies somebody else, it's not the same yad as the father. So this will explain that. The Lamaisa is, if somebody wants to be Yetzer Rabbeinu Tam Shita, somebody buys a lulav or an estrid, or somebody buys a chasna ring, it would be preferable. I'm not saying you have to be Yetzer Rabbeinu Tam, it's Yesh Ayman. It's Mach Nefraim Schumre in Rabbeinu Tam. But Lamaisa, if you want to be Yetzer Mach Nefraim, you would have to, either the son should buy the ring, or the father should give the ring to someone else, and then the someone else should give the ring to the chasna. That's the way it would, if you want to be, Minogalim is not this way. I'm not sure that you have to be Yetzer Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure you have to be Yetzer Mach Nefraim Schumre in Rabbeinu Tam. It's not for the fact that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings it down, as I told you yesterday, the Hilchos Lulav. I would think to Machna Fry, maybe it's a Kiddush. It sounds like a very big Kiddush, but it's not Lamaisa. Rabbi Akiva Eiger apparently holds it in Lamaisa. So certainly it would be better. If it comes out of Shul, it would be better to take someone else's Lulav and Esrig and not your father's Lulav and Esrig. You take your father's, look to Machna Fry, if you're a Gavah Sevach Shulchan Aviv, it doesn't apply. And if you take someone else's, then it would apply. So, now guys, the Shulchan Aruch, he just says, "Leinia Gadol Sevach Shulchan Aviv." Ayin, he says it's one other thing. And he says, "Ayin Shin Samach Gimel," the place that's in Erevin, but it's Erevin. Then he says, "Ayin Matzah Frayim Sinem Bet."
What's the problem? The problem is the father.
You can't resolve something. You can't. You don't mean resolve. You mean absolve. So he removes himself. You can't take something of yours and say, "I have no rishus in it." It's still yours. You can only do it with a kinyan. Without a kinyan, if you own something, I don't want it, I don't care about it, it's still yours. It's still yours. It doesn't matter. If you say, "I don't care about something," and someone takes it, he's got it. I mean, if you're not master, he can take it, but it's not his. What? Father, if he wants to sell something to his son, he's a god of sign up for Shulchan Aviv. He's missing a nice opinion. Although by definition, god of sign up for Shulchan Aviv certainly implies that the son is sign up for Shulchan Aviv. The son has his own financial affairs.
So if the father says
that
he doesn't want it, how can he make it happen?
No. If you own something, you say, "I don't want it," it's not hefker. You have to make it hefker. The machlaikas, you can need hefker b'fnei shleisha, or it's not hefker in front of one person. But
you have. In the case,
you don't go to the father. If the father said, "I don't want to be kind of it," the father can make it hefker. The son can pick it up, but when he makes it hefker, someone else can take it too.
Right.
Can't make it hefker just for his son. Hefker to be hefker for everybody. So that's the Machna Frayim he said. Let's see, the Gemara goes through here this little bit of that Maisa Sheni. Let's see the Gemara. Rami Duramea Duramea, Rami Durabana Durabana. Itanya. Ein Isha Paida Maisa Sheni B'lai Chaimish. The Chachamim say that an Isha, we're talking about a married woman. Pashtus, so she's a single woman, she's like anybody else. So Ein Isha Paida Maisa Sheni B'lai Chaimish. If a married woman wants to be paid the Maisa Sheni which grew in her husband's field, she has to pay a chaimish. Okay, you all know that the Bailim pay a chaimish, anybody else doesn't. So the Isha is a din like Bailim according to the Chachamim. Shem Elazar, Shem Remeir, Isha paid the Maisa Sheni below chaimish. Isha doesn't have to give a chaimish when she's paid. She's like a different person, and it's not considered her money. So there's no problem. Hechida. Ilayno bezuzi debal umaisa debal. That line's easy, right? If it's zuzi debal umaisa debal, so of course, luchusi debal kavda. If it's the husband's money, the husband's pay, there's nothing to talk about. If I have to give a fight. Ella. Now here's where it gets complicated. Ella bezuzi dida umaisa dide. Now, learn like Rashi. We have him a place as Rashi and Tysis, what the gear says. So let's learn first like Rashi and then like Tysis. Okay, Rashi's Gairis, the Zuzi Dida, Umaisa Dide, that, what does it mean, Zuzi Dida? On the Simulog money. Okay, so what's the Simulog? So we mentioned 2 days ago, the Simulog is money that she owns when she comes into the marriage. We'll have that when she comes in. While she's married, she yarshin something. So really it's hers, in the same the Karen belongs to her. The Paris belong to the Baal, and again Zuzei Dida. So the her money, the Kufa money is hers, the Paris of that money belongs to the Baal. Now she's taking some of that money and being paid to his Meister. So what's the shayla? How do you look at this money she's using? What's she using? She's in the Karen of Nechsei Malot. That money is hers, but shayach to the husband. It's her money, but it's shayach to the husband. So how should we look at that money? So Rashi learns, the Isha Merachman of Leisha, the Torah is Memayit.
that she doesn't pay a chaynish. Which means what? The Torah is married, she doesn't pay a chaynish. The Torah is saying that that money is considered her money. The nichsei malug money, which her husband has a right to use, the Torah is mechadish that that's considered her money. This is the way Rashi learns. So therefore, like Rashi, you do not pay a chaynish. It's her money, you do not pay a chaymish for kuliyama. The Gemara is saying, "The Gemara chayes remain the chafamim. If it's zuzidida and peris bidei, since the nisse malug money is her money, shleisha, you don't give a chaymish." Now Tosis argues. Tosis tells in this case you do give a chaymish. Tosis in the last three lines of Tosis Ella, he says, "Lo nihira." The kibbe shember shusai, mashpansi shakana baila, kizuzi dide chashim. So that means Taisus holds that the nichse malug money while she's married is chayiv b'chaynish, if you pay. So who holds the nichse malug is more like the husband's? Taisus, right? Right? In this case, yet she's taking this nichse malug money. Now his money is hanging money. It's money which the husband uses, calls him on to marry. They may be married 50 years. She may die before him. So he has, for all practical purposes, bailus on it. But really, she's the bailus on the same look. So how do you look at that? Rashi holds, you look at it, that it's her money. Ishvala Yisha, there's no chayvish. Tysus holds, no, it's his money. Hayais, it's his money. So if you pay them with this money, you do have to give a chaymish. And also, Taisos is not machlaikis. This is not a machlaikis of Meinach Chacham. It's machlaikis of Rashi Tais. They're both saying, this is so pashit, Terad, the Chacham and Ramei don't argue that. And they seem to be arguing in how you look at Nechsei Malug money. That seems to be the side of the machlaikis. Rashi looks at Nechsei Malug money as her money, and Taisos looks at Nechsei Malug money as his money. What? First case is when it's his money. No, so that's why Tosfos can have a different gifts. This Tosfos holds this way, he's going to have a different gifts in the second part of the book. The old package is the same as the first case. Right? Alright, now, Tosfos does ask one cash on Rashi before he gets to Tosfos chat. The second line of Tosfos, Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Kasher Ben Tam, again like Rashi. Rashi says it's talking about Nichsei Malug money that's being used to be paid to his Meiser. So like Rashi, Dr. Tysus, Kasher Ben Tam, Loihoyo Loilahaske Ishvisha Klau. According to Rashi, why can't she, when she's paid the, why doesn't she add a Chaymish? It's not even Ishvisha. Have a Loilah Meimah, me Meiserayam Rachbar, have a Loilah Meiser Chaveirai. You just say, it's not his money, it's Meiser Chaveirai, his wife is Chaveirai. This place is kasha on Rashi. How would you answer the kasha? This kasha plays a very posh deterrent, no? Tosfos is asking that if I know Maisroi and not Maisa Chaveirai, so I automatically know, so then if Chaveirai doesn't put a chaymish, so I automatically know, and the same look, you also don't give a chaymish. What? Why? Better. I think so posh is that surprise, but most happy. What? It's true. Again, what's the case? We're talking about Nichsei Malug. She's being paid in Nichsei Malug. Let's say you would ask me a shayla. If a woman takes Nichsei Malug money to be paid her husband's nice, what's it in? I would tell you, it says Maisroi, but my Maisa Chaveirai. So it's somebody else, you don't give a chaymish. What would you tell me? Maybe this is different because what? Because this is, and the money is, this is the same amount of money. This is the same amount of money. What's going on here with this? Of course it's not the same as Maisrei. If it's Maisrei Chaveirai, you have money and I have payers. Your payers are mine, no chaymish.
My wife is taking Nechsei Malug money. Now, you could say Nechsei Malug is like Chaveira. But it's not 100% the same as Chaveira. Chaveira is money the husband has no use of. Chaveira is separate money. Nechsei Malug money is money that the husband could use. What? It doesn't belong to the Baal. So, now Tysus holds, remember, Tysus is going to hold up his far, it is considered the Baal. Right? That's what Tysus going to say at the end of Tysus. It's considered the Baal. Rashi says it's considered the woman's. So Tysus and Rashi, the Rashi Shita is so posh you don't need a puppet for it. I don't understand. Rashi could say, well, is it sad to say Fakarit? You, Tysus yourself, hold Fakarit. Right? Tysus himself holds the same log as Nanisha Chaveira. Tysus himself holds Fakarit. So Rashi will say, I ban this hold, it's the woman's money. But I need a pasuk to teach me that because there'll be a svara to say that it's the husband's money. Like Tysus ban this hold. Tysus ban this hold is the husband's money. So, but in Rashi's pshat, it's one thing to say, look, Tysus respects Rashi. Rashi has a shita, Tysus has a shita. But to say that Rashi's shita is so pashut that I know from Isra, the Lord Isra Chavei, right? I don't need a pasuk for it. Yeah. Kashas doesn't make sense. Kashas, why do I need a pasuk for it? I can learn from Isra. But like Rashi, it has to be that it's so pashut that it's like Chavei, right? I would think, what? But why can Rashi say, I have two pesukim. One pasuk for Maisa Chaveirai, which is totally separate from the owner of the money. And now I need a second pasuk for a case of Nechsei Malug, where the money is only partially separate from the Baal HaPeiros. Why can I say I need a separate pasuk for that? The Rashash says this as a teretz on Taisus Kashim. It's a Davar HaMestaver. That light Rashi, Taka, woman's the same little money as her money, but still I need a separate pasuk for it because it's far to bigger chiddush than Mamon Chaveirai. Mamon Chaveirai is mamish separate from him. And the same little is not totally separate, it's mostly separate, but it's not totally separate. He has used to the payers. The Rishash, the answer is that light Rashi could answer better times cash. At any rate, this is Rashi Shita, Argirsa, Zuzi Dida, Maisa Dida. Move on to Rabbi Natam Shita. What does Rabbi Natam hold? Different Girsa. Rabbi Natam is Gairis, the Zuzi Dida, Maisa Dida. Rabbi Natam says that ladies don't have a din of Chaimish. Period. Zerisa Kasim. Ladies, on their own payris, even if she's not married, she's a Pnuya. Or Grusa and Almana. She has her own payers, her own money. Women don't have to pay a chaydish. No svara, there's a kasi. Isha la isha. Just like an isha doesn't put on tefillin, so too an isha doesn't pay chaydish. That's Taisa's shita. So Taisa has a different girsa, so you can't ask kashas on Taisa's girsa if you have that girsa. Then the Gemara says it's there's a kasi. It's not totally a svara. So it's very glad. Isha la isha, that's Taisa's shita. In Taisus brings that there's a brisa Teres Kainim and Parshas Bahar in Gol Yigol Ishmi Maisri L'Rabbi Sesayisha. So Taisus, what do you mean? I have a pasuk to be marble women for Maisa Shani. So Taisus says it's coming for something else. It's coming that a woman could do pidyon. It's nothing to do with chaimish. It's a different zeres hakos. The Rashba and the Ravid learn. Because they learn like Tysus, just this prat, they say that the pasuk l'rabbi sisayisha, what does it come for? They say l'rabbi sisayisha comes to be marbe nichsei malug. That a woman with nichsei malug, when she's paid the husband, she must pay a chaymish. So a woman is pasuk from chaymish in all cases, except a riboy, when she uses nichsei malug and her husband's payris, she has to give a chaymish. So halacha, the Rashba and Tosfos are the same. If the Rashba says it's there, it's a kos. Let's recap the three shitas. Rashi holds a kula and a chumra. Rashi holds a woman on her own peiris, avada does give a chayish. So in that case, Rashi is machmir. A woman, let's say a single woman on her own peiris, does give a chayish. Rashi holds the same alog, you do not give a chayish. The same alog on your husband's peiris, you do not. Taisus holds haker. A woman on her own peiris, you do not, does not. On the same law case, on the husband's peiris, you do. How do you know that? How do you know on the same law on the husband's peiris, you do? Taisus holds it's a svara. The rabbi holds it's a zerasakasi. But the halacha, they both argue, they both hold the same sheet. Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri, asks that Nichsei Malug, the whole concept of Nichsei Malug, is a dinder takana derabanan. The whole idea of requiring that a husband and wife intermingle all their financial affairs, that's all derabanan. In a Torah, a woman has her own money, a woman earns money, she has money. In a Torah, a husband doesn't have to, beyond whatever the chiyuvim of Sherksus Va'ayna, which are his chiyuvim in Atayra. He doesn't have other chiyuvim. There are many chiyuvim the Rabbanon added to Pikdayna, Kfurasa. There are a number of chiyuvim mamin that the Chazal added, 10 chiyuvim from a husband to a wife, and in exchange, a wife's earnings go to a husband, and the Simulog, the Paris of Simulog, the whole Takan is the Rabbanon. So, Fetch of Shachar, it's all the Rabbanons. What is the Rashba saying? L'rabis the Sayisha is coming from the same log. You can't say a pasuk is coming from the same log. It's the log. No such thing as the same log when I tell it. The Rashba and the Rai did learn that you go ishmi ma'isrei. L'rabis the Sayisha is marbe and isha. That when she uses the same log on her husband's payments, she has to give a chaylish. In our Torah, there's no such thing as the same alone. It's all the Takana de Rabbanan. It's a Baba Gakasha. Right? I don't know. If we're stuck, I guess I'll say something like that. Why did he ask the same Kasha on Rashi? And I learned this, Rashach brings down Taisa Shita and Rashi Shita and the Rajma Shita, and he asked the Kasha on the Rajma. Chayra, like Rashi, Ish v'lay Isha comes to be memayit the same alone. Right? Chaveray, like Maisa Chaveray, we know already. Ish v'lay Isha is memayit the same alone. Chayra, Rav Shach could have asked the same kasha on Rashi. It's a little funny to ask it on the Rajma, the Raivin, not on Rashi. But like Rashi, Ish v'lay Isha is memayit that the same alone. You don't have to add a chaymish when you redeem with the same alone. Same cash. What? Any money she has, Minat Torah, she's just like Chaveira, she's like anybody. Why? I would have Avamina separately, because she's like a Gufai, that even though the money is separate money. Okay, maybe that's why he doesn't ask him Rashi, because like Rashi, the pasuk is saying that she's more distant from him, so I would think it's close. No, Rashi says the Gemara is talking Ella Bezuzi Di Dadi, the same alone.
Okay, but when we bring down the Rashi, he says that he should have a W.
All right, maybe that's why it doesn't ask him Rashi. By Isha and Isha, anyway, I would think it's similar. Okay. Anyway, Rav Shach says a teretz on his kasha that he bases it on a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara there says, learns in the pasuk Lebeischa, that a man brings the bikurim that grow from his wife's field. If he has his wife's field, it's the same alone. Bikurim grow. He takes the bikurim. He's made the bikurim. He brings the base of Migdash, and he does whatever you have to do. We learn that from the pasuk Lebeischa, the family, that the husband takes the wife's bikurim and brings it to the base of Migdash. So Tosfos and Gittin asks, what do you mean? This same look is a Darabana. Minatayra, the woman works in her own field, not the husband. How could you be marba that a husband brings bikurim from a pasuk? That only makes sense once there's a din yisrimalot. So the husband works in the field. The husband comes up to bikurim. So it makes sense. But minatayra, the husband has no right to the field. The wife has a right to the field. So the husband is only any worker. So why? How can you have a pasuk to be marba something before yisrimalot existed? Emphasize this. Even before Nisei Molod existed, it was still the derech of a woman who gets married. It's the derech of people who get married that the woman brings in a sada and that their finances become mixed and the husband works in the wife's field. So Taisha says that even before there was a takana of Nisei Molod, it's still the derech of husband and wife that they have one financial base. The husband makes the money, and the wife spends the money. It's usually the way it works in most houses. Right? The husband is busy making money, and the wife has to run the house, so she has to go out and buy whatever she has to buy. It's all one kulpa. It's all one thing. So it was the derech, even before the takara of Nichzei Malod, for the husband to be the one who runs the field, who runs the business. So Mamelu, the pasuk comes, Lebeischa, your home, your family. If your husband's working the field, he's the one that brings the bikur. The Meila, the same thing here. Sakhtar of Shach, what Taisa says there by bikurim, the same thing here. We have a pasuk for Nisei Malug. Nisei Malug doesn't exist. The Teretz is Yinachinami. But nevertheless, we have a pasuk to be marba. Like the Rajba, and call your girl, the Rabbi says, Haisha, that even though what she brought in, she gave the husband to do work with, Hafalpi came. She has to be Maisef HaChaymish. Or Mishum Hachi, she has to be Maisef HaChaymish. So she gives everything to the husband to work with. Mishum Hachi, she has to be Maisef HaChaymish. What?
It's
not possible. Kulay. That's what you mean. Both be day.
Both
be dogs. Yes, possibly only by a single woman. That's what it says. My Amana. Yeah, Nachinami. So that's the test. The Kodesh Tisra Shas now look back at Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, and suddenly the Kashal Rabbeinu Tam makes a little more sense. Now that Nichsei Malug is really a Darabana, Min HaTorah, there's only one thing, yours and Yechav HaChavers. Taisus Kasher like this fits a little better. The Pasuk doesn't have to mention Isha and Isha any separately than Maisrai and Maisa Chavera. Taisus Kasher fits a little better from the time of the Rishash. That, what do you mean? The Simulog is different, right? This was not the Etzem different. There's not a Simulog in HaTorah. At any rate, this is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's fear is ice. Elalafi, Agabdak, Le'acher, Mana, Vamala, Amanasha, Tifti, Ba'isa, Ba'isa. Zifreshavinalu. Who holds that it works? Here we see that Remeya says, which way? Remeya says, Isha Paida, B'lai Chayvish. Which means that she's kaina and not her husband. So you see, Remeya is the one that says she's kaina, and not like you said before, that Kani Abed, Kani Rabbe. Amrabaya, Epoch. Rav Amar, I want to point out to you, when you learn Shas, you'll notice very often, Amar Abaya change the girsa, Amar Rav don't. It's not just, Abaya says, you know, take an eraser and change the girsa, and place it in your Rav. It's really Machlekes and Shitas. The Machlekes and Shita, what's better to do when you have a Sherekite? To be Matzik Asmara, or to change the girsa? Which is a better thing to do? To be loyal to the Lashon or loyal to a person's Svara? And that's the Machlokes in Shas, Abaya and Rava, or Abaya and Rabba sometimes, if the Rabba also disagrees with Abaya. You see very often in Shas, Omer Abaya Epoch, and Omer Rava Faker. And Rav Chaim V'Loshna
says that that's also the side of many machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. Generally, when you have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi is more faithful to the language, and Tosfos is more faithful to the svara. That's why Rashi is always the pshat in the language, and Tosfos is willing to be matchik aloshin rather than to say something that's not mustavish. It is generally a machlokes is such a nekuda from Fambalajan and the machlokes of Rashi and the other Rishayim, Rashi and Tosfos. Let's see. Amar Abaye, Eifel. Rava Amalaylum Leite. Vahacha b'maisa dasa b'bein asha askina. And it's talking about money. What does it mean, b'bein asha? Rashi says it means that she inherited from the woman's house. Rameu tamei damar maisa mamin hegdishu. Olay koni lei baal. What does that mean? If you hold maisa's mamin hegdish, so the baal doesn't own it, the woman owns it, and Mimela, she doesn't give a chaimish. The Baal is no shakas to it, like on the Baal. It's Mamin Hegdish. Rabbala Tamei, Dhamma Mamin Hegdishu, the Kanilei Baal, and therefore what? And therefore it's the Baal's money, so therefore Hilkos Shukus is the Baal Kavda, the Baal's money, then there is a chaimish. So that's the Machlaik's remain, the Rabbana. If it's Maisa Mamin Hedyet or Mamin Gavaya, this Gemara is talking Yerushalayim outside Yerushalayim. What is this happening? This is happening outside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim you can't be paid the Maisa Shem. In Yerushalayim itself you can't. This is talking outside Yerushalayim. Later on Daflin Gimel on the days, it brings down the same Machlaikas remain the Chachamim. Taisus is Mesupik. If Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, if Ramei and the Chachamim argue, is that Machlokes Daka in Yerushalayim? Do I consider Mamin Hegdish or Mamin Gavaya? Or is it even Chutz Yerushalayim? The Shar Melech, and I saw here in the Devar Shmuel on the Gemara, say that L'chayra, this Gemara is a Raya that the Machlokes is even Chutz Yerushalayim. That even Chutz Yerushalayim, there's such a. The last question that I is getting on. That even Chutz Yerushalayim they have the machlokes. Let me just tell you what the machlokes is. The machlokes if it's Mamin Gavaya, Mamin Hegdish is a number of nafkaminas. The marshal, if you take Maaseh Sheni, right? Mitzvah Shem, Mashiach will come, we'll have Maaseh Sheni, we'll go to Yerushalayim, you bake chalas. You have to separate chalas for a kayim. You hold Maaseh Sheni, Mamin Gavaya, you don't have to give chalas. The Omei Sheni Mamin had yet, then you do have to give challah to a kayin. Or let's say I have my Sheni wheat, and my behema, my sachsim shor b'dishai, my behema is threshing the wheat. Do I let the behema eat the Maaseh Sheni? Or do I say my sachsim shor b'dishai? Yeah, I have to let him eat it. Or do I say no, my sachsim shor b'dishai? It's not dishai. It's Mamin Hegdish. And then if I care, I have to muzzle the animal. I can't let the animal eat the hegdish, mum and hegdish. It's a machlaikis, mum and hegdish. What? I'm saying if somebody is mafshit b'shibalim. That's a machlaikis. It's the second machlaikis. The third nafkamina, I think it says, be'ir nidachas. Hopefully that won't happen, but if you have ma'aseh sheni, be'ir nidachas. If it's mum and hegdish, it gets destroyed. If it's mum and gavaya, it doesn't. I'll complain, this is a machlaikis. Alright, there's no Sameach that learns out a halacha from this Gemara. Just shot in the Gemara, what was Yalshin in this Gemara? The Asilim Ebein Asha means what? That the Maaseh Sheni was inherited from her father's house. A woman inherits Maaseh Sheni, and was saying that the husband is now, if it's mum and hegdish, it goes to the husband, like all the same look. There's a shaila, if a woman gets married, she comes into the marriage, now if she goes into the marriage with a field, it's easy, she keeps the gufa field, the husband gets the payers. She comes in with a behema, it's easy, she owns a gufa behema. The husband gets the milk and the husband gets the babies. That's paid. What happens if she comes into marriage and she owns a car? a car you could rent. So try to put she owns a pot. She owns a marriage, she owns a whatever it is. She owns a microwave oven. She owns a pot. Something which you can't really rent out. It's not going to make payers. You just use it. The payers is its use. And as you use it, it gets used up. Eventually, it becomes useless. You use it, you use it, you use it until it becomes not usable. What is the din of Nisei Malug in such a case where you have something that will be used up? Maybe a pot is a bad example. What about clothing? She owns the towels. It's going to be used up. You use it a certain number of times, it becomes used. The Rambam Shita is that the husband uses it, and if it gets used and there's no Karen left, so be it. There's no Karen left. The parents are his, and if there's no Karen left, it's not his problem. Rashi Shita is no, there must be Karen left. He can use it, but as soon as it comes a time where the Karen is in danger of being used up, he has to stop using it. She has to be guaranteed some Karen. Tysus holds, the Rambam rather holds, she doesn't have to be guaranteed Karen, the husband could use it. Zotar Sameach, the Makar for the Rambam Shita is Agamara. In Agamara, she inherited Maisa Shemi. What can you do with Maisa Shemi? What are you going to do with Maisa Shemi? You can only eat in Yerushalayim. You can't sell Maisa Shemi. It's awesome to sell Maisa Shemi. What can you do with Maisa Shemi? She inherits 100 pounds of flour. What do you do with 100 pounds of flour? You can only use it up. You can only bake a challah and eat it, or bake a cake and eat it. Our Gemara says that what she inherits, if you hold it to Maisa Hedyet, it goes to the husband. If you hold Mom and Hedyet, Maisa Mom, it goes to the husband. Zot the Dar Sameach. The Dar Sameach is in Hilchis Ishus Perchav Beis Halacha Lamed Nalad. He says our Gemara is the Makar Shita Sarambam, that if you yarshin something which can only be used up, there's nothing else you can do with it, that the husband has a right to it. This is the Makar. He could use it up. What does it mean? I mean, he can eat, he can use the Maisa Shemi, he has to leave a small amount over for the woman. It's a little hard, because by a towel, the whole towel still exists. If you use it, let's say a towel could be used 200 times. So if you use it 100 times, the whole towel is still around. It's hard to picture when you inherit something that's eaten. So I'm going to say he has to leave over some of it. The other of it he totally eats. Normally I would say the whole thing has to, the carry has to be left. It can go down in value, but it has to be left for her. Maybe Rashi will answer that. Maybe Rashi will answer that he has to leave some. What? It could be normal food. If she comes in with food, you sell the food and the cash is hers and the payer is the investor. I mean, if it's a small amount of food, then I'm happy, then my food. But if she comes into the marriage with $10,000 worth of merchandise or food, you sell it, you use the carom and the thing. Okay. Now, first of all, I'm going to have to stop a little early because I have a levaya to go to, unfortunately. But I would like to do chazara. We learned a lot of important yisaidis, which I don't want you to lose, especially in the beginning, the sugya of tinyanim. Sugya chazara shikhan. Chaim is nice enough to draw up a chazara sheet. I will do chazara over Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Do chazara on the things. Chazar is if you're preparing for a written bechina. That way you'll do a good chazara. Whoever doesn't chazar should take a written bechina on this. And whoever does, doesn't have to. But your chazar, like you're going to be fahared on it. Chazar, you should know it. Not just the Gemara Rashi Taisus, but the Iker, the Yisaidis, we learned by Kinyanim. The Shas Yisaidis, please make sure the chazar is done.